The ancient Israelites needed an answer. They were in bondage in Egypt, and God was going to make a way. He was going to provide the solution. And in fact, that whole scenario is symbolic of our spiritual journey out of sin, out of the Egypt of this world. And God does provide a solution. And it's a solution we should focus on. What should we focus on, especially at this time of the year of the holy days? Well, the fact that Jesus Christ is the solution for sin. Christ is the solution. And oftentimes we might overlook that when we focus on ourselves, and we can get down and discouraged that we haven't made the progress that we thought we should make. We're just not as spiritual as we want to be. Well, that's always the fact. And yet what God points us to is that He's got the solution. And there's a beautiful passage that reminds us of this in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, Peter writes, "Knowing that you're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by the tradition of your fathers, but we're redeemed," he says, "with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." And so we recognize it's about Jesus Christ. There's the solution. And he emphasizes knowing this, know this, understand this, literally to perceive it and recognize it and discern it, that we have a solution. So now's the time to walk as the Israelites walk toward that promised land. Physically, we walk toward the kingdom of God spiritually, knowing that we've got to focus and we fix our eyes on our Savior, and ultimately the kingdom of God is just ahead. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.